All right, it's a download here on 720 WGN. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Senate Republicans couldn't pass a new health care bill, so they're taking their health care and going home, pretty much. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell said that there will be a vote to repeal Obamacare next week, and then they'll figure something out later, which always works in Washington, right? It's not even because the exchanges are collapsing. They probably are, but it's not because of that. This has more to do with the promises that were made to rich people to get rid of taxes that pay for Obamacare. So it's not really about giving affordable health care to people. If anything, the word affordable is why they couldn't get it passed. The only thing the senators agree on is that rich people should get their money back. So now, under the guise of failed politics, they're going to make that happen. So if you currently are on Obamacare, you will continue to be on it for about 2 years. Then the midterms will be over. And depending on who wins that election, there'll be something else. Or not. My guess, the repeal of Obamacare gets extended and extended and extended into perpetuity. Then Republicans get the win for repealing it, and people still get affordable health care and the subsidies to pay for rising insurance company premiums. And we dance. Right? Did I by chance just predict the future? Play this tape back in like 5 years. I'm just saying. Hey, who's the new guy? The eighth member of the famed Russian adoption opposition research meeting with Donald Trump Jr. Man, we need a better name than that. That doesn't roll off the tongue. How about Operation Dirt? Well, the eighth member of Operation Dirt was identified. And drum roll, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger from Red Heat? No. It's Ike Cavaladze. The Ike Cavaladze? This story really needs to work on its reveals. I mean, they really want us to care about this, don't they? Unless Ike has a nickname like Tank or the Kremlin Cracker. Eh. Oh, he has been investigated for money laundering? Oh, well. Oh, ooh, 2.5 Men rerun. I'd rather watch that. And that was a stirring rendition of America. Former Speaker of the House and Illinois Congressman Dennis Hastert was released from federal prison today. Well, that was fast. I mean, I still have the same genes from when he went in. I mean, I didn't even have that moment to look back and go, remember when Hastert went to jail and how fat I was? And then I lost all that weight? No, I haven't lost any of it because that was like yesterday. Ugh, I have the same beard. That sentence was measured in months, not years. Hey, good if you can get it. I guess he was in for lying about bank stuff as opposed to molesting students when he was a gym teacher, so yeah. A Rauner staffer was fired one day after inappropriate tweets surfaced from his past. Really? There's such a thing as inappropriate tweets these days? Uh-oh. I think I need to go back and start deleting tweets from my insane clown posse phase. I really like the makeup. A new study out says that diet drinks are associated with weight gain. What? So if you're convinced that your fifth Diet Coke today is okay because it has half the calories, you're right, but also very wrong. You're probably going to die early. But then again, we all are, so I wouldn't worry about it. In weather, another beautiful day here in the Chicagoland area. In sports, what is this garbage from Fox? Jay Cutler? The much-maligned Bears quarterback that's finally out of our hair will broadcast his first-ever regular season football game, you guessed it, at Soldier Field, week one against the Super Bowl Falcons. Are you kidding me? Are you serious with this? Have some respect for the people that are watching you, troll network. You know what? The sound is officially turned down. Thanks for already ruining football this year. In the immortal words of Mike North, you Fox Sports are a jagbag. I'm sorry, that's the worst thing you could possibly do to all the loyal fans to the NFL who have watched terrible Chicago Bears seasons with Jay Cutler at the helm. We finally got out of it. The only reason John Fox and the other guy, Ryan Pace, have their job still is because they made the wise decision to cut Jay Cutler. And now Fox, because they think it's funny, I don't know what it is, they're going to let Jay Cutler cut his teeth from the broadcast booth as the color commentator for the Bears' home opener of the regular season. No, I don't buy it. I'm not doing it. Hopefully the Cubs are still playing. The Cubs keep rolling with another win yesterday. They go for 5 in a row as they take on the Braves in Atlanta tonight. A little rain delay, but they're going to get underway around 8:15. And just like that, they've gained 2 games on the Brewers. Right now, the Cubbies are only 3.5 back in the Central. Big Country John Lackey back on the mound tonight, coming off the DL. This will be his 35th Major League park that he's pitched in. Wow. Option back to AAA, Eddie Butler, where he probably belongs. Kyle Hendricks pitches a perfect 5 innings last night in rehab, should join the team this weekend. There are only 2 weeks left till the trade deadline. Will the Cubs make any more moves to jumpstart the second half? Nomar Garciaparra, anybody? Actually, rumors heating up surrounding Miami setup man David Phelps, and there's talk that the Cubs are interested in adding Alex Avila from the Tigers. So get ready for the potential for really 2 boring moves. Very boring. The Sox, on the other hand, the Sox welcome the Dodgers to the South Side tonight, already losing. The Dodgers have the best record in the majors, mostly because of their pitching staff. They got the lowest ERA in baseball, and then this is the staff that has Rich Hill, by the way. Clayton Kershaw on the mound tonight, so if you want to see the best pitcher in baseball, my guess is you can pretty much walk in at this point and watch the game. We counter Kershaw with our own ace, Miguel Gonzalez, who just came off the DL recently. We're crossing our fingers that he gets hot so we can feed him to the prospect monster. More prospects. Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum. Actually, prospect monster. Todd Frazier was a healthy scratch tonight. Last minute, maybe he's being shipped to Boston. Oh, yum, 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 yum. So many prospects. Yum, 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 yum. I'm really digging our new character, prospect monster. Yum, 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 yum. So many prospects. Also, ESPN grading the summer league performances of NBA basketball. Whoa, the Bulls did not look good. The team had a ton of injuries and absences, but the insiders were not impressed with the team direction or chemistry. Those keeping score, this is not a great way to start a rebuild. But then again, they got a few months, right? Maybe they suck in practice, but they're great in the regular season and playoffs, right? Right? Also, Jimmy Butler revealed to the press that he didn't think he was going to be traded this offseason and that he would remain with the Chicago Bulls. So remember that when you're watching Chris Dunn and Shane Levine on the bench in cool suits this winter. What a cool suit. Probably shouldn't have traded Butler. And CBS Sports is reporting that the Heat would welcome D. Wade back if he somehow was bought out of his contract in Chicago. And now little Twitter retweets between him and former Heat teammates are suggesting the same thing. Good. You know what? You're going to start doing Twitter repeat tweets. You're gone. If I were the Heat, I'd schedule the press conference tomorrow. But I'd be flexed with time because D. Wade... pretty slow. I don't know if you watched a playoff series against Boston. It's going to take him 3 or 4 days to get down to Miami. And finally tonight, billionaire Elon Musk says the biggest threat humanity has isn't climate change or nuclear war or Operation Dirt. Nope, it's AI, artificial intelligence. This news on the heels that computers could possibly be starting their own language that humans can't understand. When reached for comment, AI was like 00010 smiley face taco purple eggplant 001. Oh, man, we're all going to die. That's the carryout for July 18th, 2017. Hey, it's the middle of July. Go stand in an incredibly long line for Italian ice. It's so worth it. It's not worth it. All right, coming up, the download on Chicago business. We'll talk with Rebel Group about event planning. How that company has grown, I don't even know the percentage, but from $1 million company to a $30 million company in 5 years. It's coming up here on the download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.